This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. All right, now we're going to head over to Canada, where supply chain issues, which of course contribute to the inflation we're seeing, are getting a whole lot messier. For almost 2 weeks now, Canadian truckers have been protesting new vaccination requirements for crossing the U.S.-Canada border. And for 3 days now, the protest has brought traffic to a near standstill between Ontario and Detroit, which is the busiest land border crossing in North America. More than a quarter of all trade between the two countries happens there. That works out to almost $300 million worth of goods a day. A lot of those trucks now are hauling vehicle parts from manufacturers in Canada to automakers in the U.S. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has more.
There are a lot of auto parts manufacturers in southwestern Ontario because Detroit is right across the river. And so the two industries grew up together.
A lot of this is legacy network structure.
Jason Miller teaches at Michigan State's Broad Business School.
Under normal times, it's going to be quicker to get something from Windsor, Ontario, than it would be, for example, from Kentucky.
You might say Canada has its own big three. They're manufacturers of auto parts, Magna International, Linamar, and Martin Rea. And they're almost an extension of the big three in Detroit, says Fraser Johnson of Ivy Business School in London, Ontario.
They're integrated right from the product design through to the manufacture and delivery of the components.
As much as three quarters of the business they do with U.S. automakers crosses the Ambassador Bridge, over and over. A part, say a car door, might cross the U.S.-Canada border between 5 and 8 times before it's finally installed in a vehicle. Johnson says disruptions at the Ambassador Bridge, like the protests going on right now, can cause big disruptions in the automotive industry.
My sense is that after 2 days, we'll start to see some effect. And certainly if it goes on longer than a week, then we'll see a major impact on the industry.
Yet another supply chain disruption for an industry that's been dealing with them throughout the pandemic. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.